As Macomb prepares to improve its courthouse square, it can look to Rushville, Quincy, and Jacksonville as examples of what a downtown district can become. Those cities learned a new look and some new attractions are keys to bringing people back to the core of their communities. Here is Public Radio's Rich Egger with part three of our series, Turning Around the Downtown.
When Rushville renovated its downtown square, it installed a sidewalk along the perimeter of Central Park. That might not seem like a big deal, but business owner Carol Burke says this attracted a new group of people to the downtown.
Now you see people walking around there doing their laps and whatever.
Mayor Scott Thompson also feels the park is now attracting more users.
Central Park, almost at times, over this past summer, looked like somebody's front yard. Kids would actually come in and play. They'd bring toys. So we had better pedestrian traffic as a result.
That's important because all those pedestrians are potential customers for the district's businesses. Travis Brown feels the same way about drawing people downtown. He's executive director of the historic Quincy Business District. Brown says the fountain in Washington Park was converted to a splash pad, and after initial misgivings, business owners have come to love it.
There were some really big deterrents about it. They just thought it'd be the free pool and get people that just didn't want to spend money. But they have said since day one when that thing opened, it has actually increased their sales because it's brought families back down to the park.
Quincy is also combining the arts and history as part of its downtown revitalization. Mayor John Spring says many of the downtown's historic buildings are included in the city's arts corridor.
Three times a year we have what we call behind closed doors, which allows people to visit either a local building, institution's building, or resident's home and go through it and see the beautiful architecture and the arts that are involved in that structure. You know, there's a long history of the arts being an important part of this city and this region.
How important? Can you put a figure on that?
It's very, well, for every dollar that is spent on the arts here, there's probably $3 to $4 in return for our community. So it's big business. It really is big business here for us.
The arts are a big part of Jacksonville's downtown, too. The city has a series of murals painted on buildings around the district. The murals were done in 2006, a few years before the city remade its downtown. In fact, Executive Director Judy Tai of Jacksonville Main Street says the city was not even thinking about revitalization when the idea came up.
No, it was done to beautify an ugly parking lot is how it originally started. We were sitting in a meeting and somebody looked out the window and went, that parking lot is just really ugly. It's just barren. It's a brick wall. There's nothing to it. I wish there was something we could do to beautify it.
The city eventually brought in the group Wall Dogs, which painted the murals over the course of a week. Tai says the paintings all pay tribute to the city's heritage. For example, one mural depicts Buffalo Bill.
It actually acknowledges a major industry that's no longer here. Caps Clothiers and Woolen Mills went out of business several years ago, but they were huge. And people were not aware that they'd never made anything other than suits. And then to find out that they were making the woolen blankets, and then Buffalo Bill actually bought all the woolen blankets from Jacksonville and took them on the road and sold them as Indian blankets.
The murals make the downtown a more interesting-looking place. It turns out they also help school children develop a sense of community pride.
Every year, all of the 7th graders in Jacksonville do a walking tour, and they come downtown, and we tour them around, and the murals serve as a visible reminder to them of some of the history things that they learn about in their class and sort of sparks a little bit of interest in why it's important to preserve our past.
Jacksonville also pays tribute to its past and present with an arch over one of the streets leading into the downtown. The arch is part of a Ferris wheel made by Jacksonville-based Eli Bridge, which is one of just 6 Ferris wheel manufacturers in the world. Of course, paying for downtown revitalization is no amusement park ride, though at times it might feel a bit dizzying. Tomorrow, in part 4 of Turning Around the Downtown, we'll talk about where the money comes from. Rich Egger reporting.